Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The advice given on the following program does not necessarily represent the views of iHeartMedia, its management and staff. Since individual situations can and will be different, please consider this when exercising any options given by our guests. It's time to get your retirement plan in order. Welcome to the Empowered Retirement Show with Pete Cymbalak and Nick Thoman, CFP. Reach out to the Empowered Financial Team now at 608-212-7300 or visit their website, empoweredfm.com now. Here's your hosts, Pete Cymbalak and Nick Thoman.
Welcome, everybody, on a Saturday morning to the Empowered Retirement Radio Show. This is your host, Nick Thoman. Again, along with Caleb Cymbalak here in studio, we're going to give Pete one more well-deserved week off, but Caleb and I are here to talk all things retirement. Hey, before we get started, a couple ways you can connect with us. You can always call us at 608-212-7300, and remember throughout the show, if you do call us to schedule some time to meet with us, you will be getting our voicemail because we give the staff off on the weekend. So leave us a message and we'll call you back, or Caleb will on Monday.
Yeah.
Or better yet, go to retiremadison.com, retiremadison.com. And we got Sean on the boards, as always, the brains of the operation here, right? So having a good time on a Saturday, getting closer and closer to summer, starting to feel a little bit more like summer.
Feels great.
Here to talk all things retirement. Matter of fact, we're really here to make your retirement better. So Caleb, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice and warm and can't complain. The weather makes such a big difference. Right.
And as I said last week, I complain anyway. That's just what I do. Having a good time. But we're here to have a good time. As I said, we're here to talk about all things retirement. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a great show today. And we're going to continue, Caleb, our discussion that we started last week. And the show last week revolved around a recent article that I had published in Kiplinger Magazine talking about the topic of staying invested during these volatile times and people wanting to know, and that seems to be what is on people's mind.
Right.
Should I stay invested during these very volatile times? And we started walking down that path, or we started helping people consider some of those foundational questions we feel they need to ask themselves to make a decision or make a determination as to staying invested, being in the market, being out of the market. And we're going to continue talking about that a little bit today.
Yeah, absolutely. And for those who didn't get to listen last week, we will recap what we talked about. We're addressing mainly five principles that are extremely important. So we'll recap the first three that we touched on last week, and then we'll bring up two more foundational principles this week.
We are so. It should be a really good show. Yeah. Matter of fact, I would encourage you, if you haven't listened to last week's show, go back, listen to that show, listen to part two today. But one of the takeaways that you're going to find as you listen to us throughout the day, we're going to talk about this throughout. Most of what this comes down to, Caleb, really at the end of the day, when deciding on should I be in or should I get out, or when should I be in or when I should get out, it comes down to having a very specific retirement strategy. Or if you're going through transition in life, if you're a business owner, a strategy to make that transition.
Yeah.
And if you have a very specific plan or strategy in place, the decision is so much easier. Matter of fact, the decision becomes very clear as to what you should do. And sometimes we overuse the word planning.
Yeah.
Right? We even talk about this, Pete and I on the show sometimes, that it can be very generic. People hear planning, well, of course, I talk to my financial guy and we're planning. Well, sometimes planning is just about, for many people, managing investments. But what we're talking about is managing your wealth, your retirement, in totality, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. Your retirement encompasses way more than just your investments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, healthcare, Medicare, annuities, like replacing income.
Yes.
There's a lot more to it than just your investments.
Yes, legacy planning.
Yeah.
You know, and we call the process that we work through to help people do this the 360-degree retirement planning process. So throughout the show, we're going to reference that. We just want to get people thinking, maybe here is a good starting point. How do we start? If you're out there and you haven't even started thinking about putting a retirement-specific plan in place, we're going to give you some good ideas on how to do that. We're also going to, again, talk about what we started to talk about last week, and that is, should we be invested during these volatile times? A lot of good stuff coming up on the other side. Mm-hmm. Folks, stay with us on a Saturday morning. This is the Empowered Retirement Radio Show. Nick Tome and Caleb Cymbalak here to make your retirement fantastic.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Empowered Retirement Radio Show. This is Caleb Cymbalak here, and I'm with Nick Toman. I want to remind you that you can contact us at 608-212-7300. That's 608-212-7300. Or you can always go to our website at retiremadison.com.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, Caleb, when they go to that website, it's in that lower right-hand corner where people can fill out a little bit of information about themselves. If they have questions or they would like to schedule a time to meet with us or whatever's on your mind that we can help or assist with, yeah, fill out that. We call it a widget in the lower right-hand corner of the website, and then we'll get back to you. Caleb will reach back out on Monday, and whether it's setting up a phone call or an appointment, but it's a nice little resource to have, excuse me, at retiremadison.com.
Yeah, absolutely. So today's show, we're talking about stay invested, mm-hmm, or ride it out. There's obviously some really hot topics that are attached to this, such, mm-hmm, as inflation. You know, we're seeing numbers, 8%, 10%, gas prices. I know a lot of people are now paying over $100 to fill up their car. Just overall market outlook. It's, mm-hmm, not, you know, is it looking good? Is it looking bad?
Yeah. Caleb, you hit on something that I think we are, as a public, or people are getting inundated every day with inflation, gas prices, certainly quite a bit of geopolitical going on in the world. Mm-hmm. But those are the topics when it comes to people's money. Every day that they see coming out of their account is, what am I paying for gas and the price of everything going up? That is what is on people's minds. So that's first and foremost, understanding that this is probably going to be with us for a while. You know, we go back to last year and the thought was maybe inflation would be transitory. It would last for 3 or 4 months. Mm-hmm. And this has continued over the last year, year and a half. And as we've mentioned a few times, Caleb, on our shows, that there are many things like prices when you go to restaurants or price of cars, things that once those prices go up, it's very hard in many cases for those things to come back down.
Yeah.
And so the question is, what do we do? How do we deal with 8% inflation? And we don't anticipate that we're going to be at 8% inflation perpetually.
Right.
Hopefully we get back to 2 or 3%.
Hope so.
But the question then is how to deal with it. And we're in this really odd spot, Caleb.
Yeah.
Because to deal with inflation, people have been taught to be in the market. Mm-hmm. If you think about inflation at, you know, even 2 or 3%, and over the last how many years, if you put your money, let's say, in a CD or savings account or even a, mm-hmm, bond, you're not earning enough in most cases even to keep up with that number. So what's our alternative? It's to be in the market, correct?
Yeah.
And so when you're in the market and now you're having to ride through these volatile times, people are throwing their arms up saying, okay, now what?
Yeah.
To combat inflation, to keep up with inflation, I need to be invested. But how can I stay invested if the market has this much volatility and I'm 2 or 3 years from retirement? So that's what we're trying to answer. I think that topic, inflation, gas prices, keeping up with those things, ties together with what we've been talking about, riding these times out.
Yeah.
And so we're going to talk and we're going to recap. Caleb's going to recap for us some of the things we talked about last week, those foundational things I want people to start thinking about. Think about your own plan. Think about your own situation. Are you doing some of these things to help combat inflation and to help make the decision as to whether we stay invested or we get out of the market? So, Caleb, why don't you just take a moment and recap some of those topics we talked about last week, and then we're going to use that kind of as our jumping off point for the show today.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing I want to touch on right before, you know, there is no silver bullet answer to this question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the best thing you can do is, you know, these five principles that we're laying out is looking at these and understanding, okay, these will help me make this decision.
Right.
Right. So if anybody's ever pitching a silver bullet in these times, There is no silver bullet.
Caleb, I'm very glad you brought that up because, you know, we listen to or watch, or the folks out there can tune into their favorite news station and every day hear somebody who's an economist or an expert or a fund manager give a prediction as to what's happening. And the thing that amazes me is nobody, and I mean nobody, really seems to agree collectively what is going to happen next. And it can be very confusing. Like you said, if somebody's telling you that there is a silver bullet or a magic solution to this, please run the other way. Yeah. So what we're focusing on isn't specific advice for our listeners. It's these foundational things that if you start thinking in terms of your wealth in totality and the buckets of wealth that you have, I think it will help ease some of the stress when we're trying to ride through the ups and downs that we're going through right now. So again, take a minute and let's just recap last week what we started talking about and what are some of those foundational things that we addressed in last week's show.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing we talked about is knowing your income security score. Mm-hmm. And so what your income security score is basically your percentage of monthly expenses that are covered by predictable and guaranteed sources of income. Mm-hmm. So for instance, Nick, let's say you're spending $5,000 a month. You have $3,000 of guaranteed income coming in. Well, that means 60% of your monthly budget is going to be covered mm-hmm. by guaranteed income. So you have an income security score of 60%. What you want to do is you want to try to fill that gap to bring it as close to 100% as possible. So then when the market's going up and down, you're not riding in commission off of your investments because you have the majority of your monthly budget covered.
Yeah, what you just described, Caleb, is the closer you get to your income security score being 100%, at or near 100%, the more flexibility you have in deciding when to be in the market and when to be out. So you have flexibility to decide, okay, my investments might be down a little bit. I don't feel like I'm forced to sell when they're down, right? What's one of the first principles of investing money is you buy low and sell high, not the opposite. So that income security score and understanding that and crafting a plan that gets that score as close to 100% as possible will allow you flexibility and more choices when it comes to deciding when to take distribution. So what's the second thing we talked about?
Yeah, we talked about knowing your investment time frame. Mm-hmm. So as a lot of us know, people are living a lot longer. Our money is having to go a lot further, mm-hmm. right? Especially in retirement. People are retiring at 60. Their money's having to last for 30 years. And so you need to understand what your investment time frames are. There's going to be short-term time frames. There's going to be mid-term time frames. And there's going to be long-term time frames, mm-hmm. right? So for instance, we use the example of what are some examples of what you'd be investing for in these time frames. So we use the example in a long-term time frame is you're going to be investing for healthcare. So when you get 75, 80 years old, maybe you need to be in a long-term care facility that you've been investing long-term to mm-hmm. prepare for these costs.
And by the way, there's multiple strategies when it comes to that topic. That's a great topic, but investing is part of that. And mm-hmm. you mentioned short-term time frames, such as the need for immediate cash in your life. Right. That would be, Caleb, a really short-term mm-hmm. need in your life. And then there's things that are long-term. So the point last week was to understand you have various investment time frames in your life. And don't default to just because you're 62 years old and retired that your time horizon is short. That's what we've been taught. Yeah. Some of your time horizon is short. So it's important to know that. And then the third thing, we had a little bit of fun with this, was to think about when you retire, combining some of your loves and passions in life with maybe a second career.
Yeah. Absolutely. One thing that, you know, we work with a lot of individuals who are retired, and we find that people who don't have anything to do get really bored, right? And so oftentimes we encourage people to pursue something, mm-hmm. not necessarily in a full-time career capacity,
right,
but pursue something part-time that they really enjoy that brings in a couple extra bucks each month.
Absolutely.
That gives them purpose.
Yeah, we were laughing about this after we did the show last week, and we said, boy, did it sound like we were encouraging people to work 40 hours a week or whatever. And that's not what we talked about. We were talking about if you're willing and able, that if that's a part of retirement for you and you can find something you love to do and generate a little bit of revenue, it allows you, again, some flexibility and choices with the money that you have invested right now, and it can be something fun and give you purpose. You know, this all ties into, Caleb, what we call the 360-degree retirement planning process. All these topics that we talk about, we discuss these. We focus on these areas of people's retirement when mapping out a strategy. When you get to that next phase in life, it's called the 360-degree retirement planning process. And it's about looking at those blind spots in your life besides just your investments, having a good plan for where your income is going to be. Your income security score, that was a great way to start the show. Yeah. Looking at ways to protect against a health event in life. Preparing for a legacy. How do you want to leave your estate? Taxes, that is a big topic. We're going to do another show in a few weeks on tax strategies as well. So all these things are part of what we call the 360-degree retirement planning process. And what I would encourage people today to do is, if you're listening to the show, and as I said last week, you're looking just for a starting point to go from an investment mindset where you have a basket of uncoordinated investments. You got IRAs and 401ks, and you've been investing money, and you've been buy and hold or whatever you've done to this point. Maybe you've done a really good job, but you haven't put together a comprehensive approach to retirement. What I'm encouraging people to do today is contact us either by calling us at 608-212-7300 or going to our website at retiremadison.com. And in the lower right-hand corner, what I would ask is request a visit with either Pete or myself or Caleb or a couple of us together. And what that visit is when you come in and meet with us to talk about this and to begin the 360-degree planning process, that first time we get together, Caleb, is really a session for us to learn about you, what's on your mind, what concerns you about heading into retirement or heading into a big transition in life. We want to learn, can we help you?
Yeah.
Can we, based on what we do, is that what you need in your life? And so that first visit, if you request that first visit, it's about an hour, maybe a little bit more. Yeah. We can do these visits in our office over in Middleton or via Zoom.
Yep.
We've learned to do both over the last couple of years, how to be flexible. But that first time we get together, it's a get-to-know-you session. You get to know us. You get to know about what we believe and how we go through this process. And we get to learn more about you. And from there, after we're done with that meeting, if we agree to take a little bit deeper dive and continue the discussion, we'll get together again for another complimentary visit. And that's where we get in the sandbox with you a little bit more, take a look at your investments, take a look at where the gaps and the blind spots are and start making some recommendations. Mm-hmm. And from there, after that, if we decide that it's a good fit and you would like to become our client over the next few months, kind of attached at the hip, Caleb. We walk through this process together. We talk about topics such as tax strategies, estate planning strategies, in addition to income planning, healthcare. So we go methodically one step at a time through the 360-degree retirement planning process. So folks, if you'd like to know more about this, give us a call, 608-212-7300, or go to retiremadison.com. And remember, people are off on Saturday, so when you call us, just leave a message. Caleb will reach back out to you on Monday to get a meeting time set up. We look forward to meeting with you in the weeks ahead. But again, we're here every week. We do this every day, day in and day out, because we are here to help. So Caleb, what do we have coming up in our next segment?
Yeah, so Nick, we're going to be talking about filling the right buckets, and that's going to be a little bit different than understanding your investment time horizons. We're going to be talking about filling your short-term needs, your intermediate-term needs, and of course, your long-term needs.
So a lot of good stuff coming up in the last couple segments. This is Nick Toman and Caleb Simbalak here with the Empowered Retirement Radio Show, as always, to make your retirement amazing. Welcome back, everybody, to the third segment of the Empowered Retirement Radio Show. Nick Toman and Caleb Simbalak here to help make your retirement amazing. Just a reminder, you can reach us at 608-212-7300 or go to retiremadison.com. Caleb, we're having a fun show today, a continuum of last week, trying to help people decide, should I be able to ride out this market, this wave of volatility? What should I do? And we're talking about some very foundational things to consider when answering that question. So what do we have on tap here for this third segment?
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about filling the right buckets. And what we mean by that is, how are you managing your wealth to address your short-term needs, mm-hmm. your immediate-term needs, and of course, your long-term needs, Nick? And if you were to talk to anybody on the street about this, they'd be like, yes, that's common sense. Of course, mm-hmm. that is the case. But I'd say about 80 to 90% of the individuals that come into our office and we say, hey, what's your retirement plan? How are you planning for this? This common sense you just agreed with. Mm-hmm. They say, oh, well, I have my investment fund and I'm just withdrawing 4% a year mm-hmm. from it.
Right.
That's
dangerous.
That is dangerous, and mm-hmm. that is not filling the right buckets.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a good point. That's how many people, rightfully so, because that's what we're taught.
Yep.
They think of their money after all these years of investing and seeing returns, seeing that money grow. They have this bucket of wealth. And sometimes, as I mentioned in the last segment, it's a bunch of different accounts. It's IRAs. It's 401ks. Mm-hmm. I call it a basket of uncoordinated investments, albeit they may have done really well. But then it's time to retire. And when you mentioned filling the right buckets,
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Even go one step further and say, I'm going to lean on a phrase that Pete and I like to use when we teach our class, and that is, have a purpose for the money you've made all these years. Mm-hmm. Think about some of the purposes or some of the things you want to account for. For example, if you want to leave a legacy, mm-hmm. you have a certain purpose or a certain tool. You might use some of your money to accomplish your legacy goals. Mm-hmm. You mentioned in our last segment, healthcare, and that's the elephant in the room. We're talking healthcare. We're talking about long-term care needs. Some of your money should be dedicated to have a strategy in the event that that ever happens.
Right.
Your most immediate need when you retire, Caleb, is what? What drives retirement?
Income.
It's income.
Yeah.
So some of your money is going to go into that bucket and use tools that are dedicated specifically for income. So the point is, Caleb, is to not commingle your money just in a basket of investments and say, okay, this is going to take care of my legacy, my income, my health care. And we haven't even mentioned having tax strategies
right.
within that bucket as well.
Yeah.
So the point is to understand that when you get to or you prepare for retirement, you should start thinking about some of your purpose. And I just gave you three examples, and there are many more. You might have vacation goals. You might have second home in warm climate goals. That's one of my goals, is going somewhere warm in the winter.
Yeah.
You want to be a snowbird. Okay, so take a portion of your wealth and figure out what's the appropriate tool to get ready to meet that goal.
Yeah, Nick. And so at Empowered, how we fill these buckets, or we mm-hmm. call them pillars, when we work with individuals and we help them purpose their money, we have six pillars, but five pillars apart from the fiduciary pillar.
Which is important, by the way.
It is important because you need somebody to come alongside of you mm-hmm. and help you.
Yep.
So when people come to us and we purpose their money with them, we have five pillars. We have an income pillar. Okay, you're retiring. How are we going to replace that income? How are we going to purpose some of your money to meet that short-term need?
And Caleb, I also want to add, while you're talking about our pillars, we can think of when we say the word pillar, you can almost substitute the word plan or strategy.
Right.
So when we're saying pillar,
absolutely.
We're thinking of strategies and ways to address those needs in retirement. So that was the first one, Caleb, is income, which really drives everything you do in retirement.
Absolutely.
And then from there, what are some of those other buckets or pillars?
Yep. So we create an investment plan. We purpose people's money in mm-hmm. investments. Okay. We do tax strategies. We do tax plans. Okay. Because taxes, debt spending.
Yeah.
If anybody thinks taxes are going down, I mean, I don't know anybody who thinks taxes are going down.
Well, if you do, why don't you email us?
Right.
Go to our website and let us know that you think taxes are going down, and we can talk.
I could just use the optimism. So, mm-hmm. So we plan and help people allocate their money for tax planning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Legacy planning. Most people don't plan for legacy planning.
Okay? Or, and if they do, quite often it's later in life where they kind of expose themselves to some risk when you don't have a legacy plan as you head into retirement.
Right.
So that's a big one.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, what could this is a really big and important one is healthcare. Mm-hmm. How do you plan for healthcare? How do you purpose your money and the unfortunate chance that maybe you end up in a long-term care facility, maybe something horrible happens, because nobody is immune or invincible, I should say.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. When you're talking about healthcare, Caleb, that is the elephant in the room discussion. That is the hard discussion to have. You know, I was having a discussion this week with some folks about long-term care preparation and some of the options, some of the strategies, besides just buying long-term care insurance that they could use to prepare. And we admitted this isn't the fun topic to talk about, but sometimes we need to put aside the fun topics and talk about the right topics mm-hmm. as a fiduciary. That sixth pillar, by the way, is fiduciary. Mm-hmm. A fiduciary is that person that's always interest based on what they know. And yeah. we act as fiduciaries. I'm a certified financial planner. I'm obligated to always act yeah. in my client's best interest. But sometimes that best interest includes having the discussion.
Yeah.
As I like to say to folks, I'm not always here to tell you what you want to hear. Yeah. I'm here to tell you what you need to consider yeah. when making your plans for retirement. So that's why each and every week we offer the folks that are listening out there the opportunity, maybe as a starting point or a second opinion on what you've done to this point, to meet with us for a 1 hour complimentary visit, whether we do this in our office over in Middleton, Caleb, or via Zoom. Each week we make this offer, and you can contact us to schedule a time for us to get to know you and for you to get to know us and what we do and go a little bit deeper with some of these topics, some of these pillars. Understand yeah. when we talk about these things every week, what does that mean when it comes to actual implementation, and what does that mean when it comes to helping people plan? Yeah. So give us a call today at 608-212-7300 or go to retiremadison.com. If you'd like to know more, if you'd like to, as I mentioned earlier, have a starting point or a second opinion, if you've had a plan in place but you feel like there's some gaps, there's some blind spots that you're missing, the 360-degree planning process is designed to address those blind spots, to look beyond just your investment bucket yeah. and go a lot deeper and look at things more in totality. So yeah. if you're interested in learning more or scheduling a time to meet with us for 1 hour, it's a complimentary visit other than your time. Call us 608-212-7300 yeah. or go to retiremadison.com. And as always, once we meet, we get to know you a little bit, you understand more about what we do. If we mutually decide that we want to take a next step together and go deeper, that's when we dive in and we dig into the investments. We really get in the sandbox with you, start making recommendations, start identifying where your gaps are. That's part of that 360-degree planning process. And from there, if we continue to move forward, we address those things Caleb just talked about, tax strategies, income strategies, legacy. So it's a lot of good stuff. It's what I think people need to hear right now. Yes. It's the right discussions, not always the easy discussions. So Caleb, right. what do we have coming up in the last segment?
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about getting more active with your money. You know, you hear it all the time. People use Warren Buffett as the example. Mm-hmm. You buy, you hold.
Right.
Okay, you don't actively manage. You mm-hmm. buy, you hold, you ride it out.
Yep.
And we're here to disagree with Warren Buffett.
Right. So we're going to go a little bit deeper. It's going to be a fun last segment. As always, we're here to help. We're here to make your retirement amazing. This is Nick Toman and Caleb Cymbalak on the Empowered Retirement Radio Show, making your retirement awesome.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Empowered Retirement Radio Show. This is Caleb Cymbalak here with Nick Toman.
Having a good time in studio, by the way.
Having a great time in studio. It's a wonderful moment.
We got too much to cover. That's what we're, it's true. We're trying to figure out how to do.
It's true. But we're figuring it out.
We are. So mm-hmm.
You can always contact us at 608-212-7300. That is 608-212-7300. Or you can go to our website at retiremadison.com. That is retiremadison.com. As Nick mentioned previously, there is a little widget that you can click on, and you can fill out a form with some basic questions that you might have for us.
Yep.
And then it'll get sent to us, and we can reach back out to you and answer those questions this next week.
I just want to add, if you want to go to the website, go to that widget. If you have ideas for topics that you would like us to talk about on future shows. Let us know as well. We're always looking for feedback. We want to do these shows that are relevant and that are impactful, especially right now, more than ever, I think, or more than ever over the last 13, 14 years. People need to hear the right information, get the right ideas going. So go to our website, retiremadison.com. Caleb, in our last segment, we want to cover that last of the five foundational things that we started talking about last week when considering, is it okay for you to be in the market, stay invested, and ride out all this volatility? Mm-hmm. And the last topic I want to get into is going from a mindset where you're passively investing money, mm-hmm. and you're going to talk about what that is here in a moment, to an approach that is more active in nature, where the money is being actively looked at, actively managed. I want to talk about the difference between the two. So let's start with passive investing, or also known as buy and hold, and why people would have maybe to this point in life used that approach when investing money.
Yeah, absolutely. Buy and hold strategies are really simple. You mm-hmm. buy it, you hold it, you don't worry about it.
You don't even think about when you're doing it.
Right.
You do it out of your paycheck maybe every 2 weeks.
100%. So you buy it, you just let it ride, you're not trying to time it. And also on top of that, it's less expensive. It's inexpensive. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have transaction costs or anything like that. You're just forgetting about it, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. So it's simple, it's mm-hmm. easy, and over 20 or 30 or 40 years, for the most part, people can grow their wealth very easily that way.
Yeah.
But when you get to be 55 or 60 or 65, even though in the previous segment we talked about, you're not automatically in a short-term investment time horizon. You still have intermediate and long-term horizons for different things in life. But when you get to that point, we feel it's important to start transitioning from just a buy and hold or set it and forget it to finding an approach where your money is being managed more actively. And I know that sounds like a very generic term. Well, what does, you know, active management right. mean? And when you think about the money that you've invested, is there somebody that's looking at your investments on a regular basis and then making decisions on when to be in the market, when to be out of the market, to buy and sell, repositioning, reallocating mm-hmm. your portfolio? And quite frankly, Caleb, there are dozens of actively managed advisors and dozens of actively managed philosophies and approaches mm-hmm. out there. So it can be confusing. But what I encourage people to at least start thinking about is finding an actively managed strategy that somebody can explain to them that when you consider when you're going to be in and out of the market, it's based on data. It's
yeah.
not based so much on emotion, because right now we're at a time where I think people are getting very emotional, rightfully so, 100%. About their money. Mm-hmm. But an actively managed approach that looks more at the data, the macroeconomic data, mm-hmm. when making decisions as to when to be in the market, when to be out, where to be positioned, that to me is extremely important.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, active management, one thing it really does well, and one way it kind of prides itself, is really mitigating that drawdown. Mm-hmm. One thing that's really important in retirement is making sure that you're not losing a large part of your investment so that you have more money working for you and compounding and being able to accumulate over time.
Mm-hmm.
So the more you can mitigate that drawdown in an active style, the more money you're going to have working for you for the rest of
your
retirement.
So Caleb, when you say drawdown, you're talking about that top to bottom loss.
Correct.
And when you mitigate that drawdown, or you minimize that, or you smooth out the ride in retirement, as I like to say, going from being on the big roller coaster, the big yeah. waves of ups and downs, to the little roller coaster where it's a smoother ride,
right.
the more you can limit that drawdown, the less you lose in terms of compounding when you have a bad year. So if the market, let's say, is down 25%, but you minimize your drawdown to 10%, you have a lot shorter ways to go just to get back to even,
right.
and you don't lose as much compounding. And so for retirees or people in retirement that have some of these short-term needs, it again alleviates some of the challenges they might have in terms of making that money last, you know, over their, you know, 25, 30 year retirement. So it's important to not just set it and forget it, but to be a little bit more active. But just as important, Caleb, is to understand how an advisor is making these decisions, mm-hmm. because there can be various approaches. It can be somebody just going by their gut feeling, going by one or two points of data in the market and saying, okay, let's sell, let's you know, be on the side. I'm biased because we lean on a company called Ned Davis Research for our buying and selling signals. And Ned Davis Research tries to take, again, that emotion out of investing and instead focus on about 20 to 21 different macroeconomic data points every month. And then based on what all of those data points mesh together signal, help determine should we be in, should we be out. And it also, you have to consider your own risk tolerance as well.
Absolutely. You know, Nick, we were talking about this before the show and just, you know, what data points, like what are they looking at to make these investment decisions? And, you know, you brought up the point on making sure you understand what your advisor is looking at and how many data points, right? So like with Ned Davis, you know, they're looking at 20, 25 data points that encompass macro, full economic indicators. But oftentimes, you know, in the media, you watch Fox Business, you watch MSNBC.
Whatever your business channel choices. Yeah,
whatever it might be. And they might be saying, oh, doom and gloom, based off of these two indicators. They're not necessarily looking at the holistic picture, but they're saying, hey, look at these two data points. Here's what they're indicating. You should make decisions off of just these two.
Well, and when you're referring to watching a show or watching an expert or a panel of people, I said in the first segment, it can be frustrating because I wonder what people or retirees or people going through transition, what do you even do with that information? Because you can find somebody to tell you what you want to hear. If you want to hear that we're headed for a recession, you're going to find plenty of people to say we're headed for a recession. If you want to find somebody, an economic expert, that says we've hit the bottom, there's people out there that have said we've hit the bottom. And it becomes very emotional. We get very worked up, rightfully so, about our money. But if we can take as much of that emotion out of the decision-making process, and we can lean on the data. And by the way, folks, this is not a silver bullet. You might look at this data. You might look at the data that Ned Davis Research finds, all this, you know, these data points, and still might be wrong. And it's still it might be a scenario where you do lose money. But if you can mitigate the risk as much as you can and do it based on data, we're very partial to doing it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, bringing up the silver bullet thing is a great reminder, right? And bringing up, you know, all the four other points that we talked about and just how they kind of they all cohesively come together, right? You know, you have the five different plans that we talked about that we work with our
those pillars
for, those pillars, And so in the investment side itself, just that one plan, that's where, you know, we're getting active. So as always, folks, you can call us at 608-212-7300, or you can go to our website at Retire Madison. We mentioned it in the previous segments. We have our 360-degree retirement planning that
we
offer
do.
To those who work with us.
But when you call us, Caleb, we're going to schedule, what, about a 1 hour time for us to meet?
It doesn't even have to be.
It doesn't have to be. But it can be done in person, which we love folks to come into our office over in Middleton, or we can do it via Zoom. And that visit that Caleb's referring to, it's a complimentary visit other than your time, but it gives us the opportunity to learn about you. And it gives you the opportunity to learn about us. And during that meeting, we can talk more about these pillars. We certainly do. And how we approach money management. And if we want to go deeper after we get together for that first time, we can. We can schedule a second complimentary visit. And then we start getting in the sandbox with you. Then we start asking for statements. And we really dig a little bit deeper and try to find those gaps. But you can call us today if you want to schedule that visit. 608-212-7300. Or go to retiremadison.com. And as always, we're off on Saturday. So Caleb will reach back out to you on Monday and schedule a time, get that on the calendar for the next couple of weeks. One thing I want to just say before we get to the end of the show, and we're talking, Caleb, in this last segment about getting a more active mindset when it comes to your money. But I would go one step further. We were talking about this prior. Is not just being more active with managing your investments, but being more active with retirement preparation in its totality. And throughout the show, you've mentioned a few times that we work in these six pillars or these five pillars. And if you combine taking a more active approach to coming up with an income strategy and a tax strategy and a healthcare strategy, legacy, along with your investments, when the market is wobbly, when the market is wonky like it is, you can still feel good that you have many of these other areas covered. And I think that helps give people more peace of mind when they know that in totality, 4/5 of their retirement is in good shape. Yeah. We just have to, you know, get the investment piece right. And that active approach to money management with a comprehensive approach to retirement preparation, I believe, is the way to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we are, I believe, out of time again here on a Saturday. Always goes quick when we're talking all things retirement. But folks, go back, listen to that part one if you haven't already. It's a good segue into this show. But we're here every Saturday morning. Nick Toman, Caleb Cymbaliak, Pete Cymbaliak will be here next week again. We gave him a nice week off, hopefully, to talk about all things retirement. So go have a great week. Enjoy this nice spring weekend as we roll towards summer. But as always, we're here on a Saturday morning making your retirement awesome. This is the Empowered Retirement Radio Show, here to make your retirement fantastic.
Investment advisory services offered through Trek Capital Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only, and it should not be considered specific investment advice, does not take into consideration your specific situation, and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and are not guaranteed, and past performance is no guarantee of future results. For specific tax advice on any strategy, consult with a qualified tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.